We're going to learn the fourth mimer of the Pritzadik on Parshas Bechukosai. It's the second paragraph of Mimer Dalet, the second paragraph of the fourth mimer. The Torah says in Bechukosai, Teilechu ves mitzvaysai tishmru v'asisem oisam. So Bechukosai Teilechu, as Rashi says, that means that we are Amelim Batera. Ves mitzvaysai tishmeru means that we are being Mekayim the Torah. We are living Torah life. We are doing the Torah. So the Zohar HaKadosh is troubled with the next words. Va'asisem oisam. It seems to be redundant. Because if we're Shomer, meaning we're keeping the mitzvahs, va'asisem oisam, that means that we're doing them. V'amar achakach, the Zohar comments on the words v'asisem oisam that follow im b'chukosai teilechu ves mitzvaysai tishmeru. The Zohar says, man da'avid p'kudai araisa v'ozel b'archoi, one who fulfills the mitzvahs of Torah and lives in the path in the ways of Torah, kivayochol ki'ilu avid lei le'ela. It's as if he has created this mitzvah le'ela, in Shemayim. He becomes a partner with heaven, and that's what va'asisem oisam means. You make the mitzvah. The person is the one who formulates the mitzvah. It's as if he, the person, created the mitzvah. Omar kudshe baruchu. And this is an astounding thing for the Zohar to say. Omar kudshe baruchu, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, ki'ilu asa'oni. It's as if you have created me. It's as if you have created me, Hashem. Because what is Hashem? Hashem is righteousness. Hashem is the Torah. Hashem is all that is good and correct. Hashem is perfection. The Torah is perfection. Walking in that path is walking in the path of Hashem. If you walk in that path, it is as if you have created the path. And the Zohar goes so far as to say, it's as if you have created Hashem himself. Ki'ilu asa'ani, as if you have made me, Hashem says. V'ukmua, and you have established this mitzvah. It's as if you are the one who has legislated and enacted that this mitzvah should be done. It's not just that you're following the ways of Hashem. You are, so to speak, formative in creating and in designating that this is an act that should be done. You're literally walking in a path that is Hashem's path, that is your path at the same time as if you created the mitzvah. Valdo, and for that reason it says Va'asisem Oisam. Va'asisem Oisam is written without the vav next to the aleph and before the tuf, so it can be read va'asisem atem. You are being made. You are being made into a whole different kind of person. You are being made into a person who has the initiative, the power to actually enact the law, not just to fulfill the law. And so Rav Tzadik explains, Ma da Omar, this that the Zohar said, v'ukmuha, meaning to stand it up, to be the one to establish the mitzvah, hakavona k'mesh amru b'gemara. It's very much like the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes, Reb Eliezer Omer, k'ilu asa'u l'divrei Torah. It's referring there to someone who teaches Torah, k'mel hamalamed es ben chaveiro Torah. So Rabbi Leza says that it is as if you are yourself the one who has created the Torah. When you teach Torah to someone, you are assuming a role similar to the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And because you're teaching someone Torah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Torah and gave us Torah, so then you are functioning in that role, says Rabbi Lozer, that when you teach Ben Chaver the Torah, it's part of a creative process, like Hashem's giving us Torah. That's why it says, "Ushmartem v'asisem v'isam." Rava Amar ki'ilu asa'ol la'atzma. Rava looks at that word v'asisem v'isam and says, "It's ki'ilu asa'ol la'atzma." It's as if you have created yourself. Now, you're teaching someone else Torah. What does that mean? You've created yourself. So Rashi there seems to say it means that you have created this mitzvah, shenemar v'asisem oisam al tikrei oisam ela atem. So you are being involved in the creation of the mitzvah. You're involved in the creation of the Torah that you teach. It's not just that you're a middleman giving it over, but you are actually not just an instrument of giving it over, you're an instrument of its being created. Especially in the case of Torah Shebal Peh, where that's the whole point. Torah Shebal Peh is dynamic and not static, and how you say it and what you say and with which words you express it are all very personal, and so it comes alive through you. It's as if you have created it. V'hine, af de maschil ha-gemara, though that gemara begins kol ha-malamed ben chavero Torah, talking about teaching someone else Torah, not about doing the Torah, but about teaching someone else the Torah. Mikol makom mididarash mipasuk ushmartem, since that is part of the pasuk, and certainly Rabbi Elazar is derish from ushmartem. Nira, it would seem the koyal shmiras haTorah umitzvos bechlal, that it would be the case that not only if you teach Torah, but if you are yourself observant of Torah, you are creative of the Torah, you are creating it, you are establishing it, you are enacting the law, not just fulfilling the law. Shehu ki'ilu asaho ledivrei Torah. It's as if you are the one who created it. You're the one who authored that mitzvah. V'amarnu, d'ha'inyin hu k'derech sha'amru, to explain this, he says, it's very much, as we have said, Ruya Haisa Parshas Nachlois Shitayamar Ali De Moshe. The Parsha of Nachla, which was said when Benoist Tzlofchad said, you know, we have no brothers, but why should we not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, indeed, let's determine, let's find out what is the law. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kein benos tzlov chadovros." It's correct; they should be. But until then, Moshe didn't have knowledge that they would be inheritors of any part of Eretz Yisrael. It only came to Moshe Rabbeinu through them. So Chazal say, "Reuya hoisa parshas nachles shetiyomer al yidei Moshe." Really, like any other mitzvah, Moshe should have been the one to directly teach us. Hashem should use Moshe to teach us how nachlos are given out in Klal Yisrael, including that when there are no sons, then the daughters would indeed inherit. But because they asked and cared particularly about having a place in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, it became theirs. They are the instruments of the creation of that mitzvah. V'zeh shenemar b'parshas Temeim. Same thing with Pesach Sheni, where they came and said, Lama nigara. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Imdu ve'eshmo ma yitzav Hashem lochem. Wait here, stand, I will find out what it is Hashem asks, what the commandment of what to do with someone who was tummy and couldn't do the Pesach might be. V'amarnu. He says that we have earlier discussed this. Shaloshon imdu. Moshe says to them, stand. He didn't just say wait, he says stand. Hainu kederach sha'amru ein amida el tfila. Amida is tfila. When it describes Avraham Avinu being metaken tulas shacharis, it says it because there is a pasuk, where he's standing there where he had earlier spoken with Hashem. Elamachem asher amad sham. And Amida is tefillah. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Imdu ve'eshma, he was telling them, Davin, you're davening. Shemaisha lahay yodea shum eitza. Moshe didn't know what to do with them, their tame, and they couldn't do the Pesach. Shekevan sha'avar yoyame batal karbanai. It's not Pesach anymore, it's too late. Their tame, they can't do the Pesach. Rakla asher shashama tzakosam. Lamani gara, but because Moshe Rabbeinu hears, tired of Yidden, wonderful Yidden coming and saying, but why should we not have a Pesach? Why should we be less than everybody else? It's not our fault. Shibahemes ma'um kudliba, and it comes from the depths of their hearts. Oh, Amar lahem, so Moshe said, imdu b'tfila v'tzaku. You're doing the right thing. Stand up and cry out to Hashem. Cry out that you want to do the mitzvahs. Cry out that you want to do a Pesach, even though you weren't able to do the Pesach. Imdu b'tfila and tzaku. Cry out, lama nigara. But you're doing that, but you're caring so much. That's going to make it possible that there'll be something that Hashem will command in your case. Because you want it so badly. You want that mitzvah so badly. So then, through that desire of yours, something will be commanded. And that's exactly what happened. That's what the key to Na'aseh v'Nishma is. That's why Na'aseh v'Nishma is so important. And that Chazal tell us that the fact that we said Na'aseh v'Nishma, v'Isa, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lashon Shemalachei Asharis Mishtamshin Boy. That expression is expression that's used in Shemayim by the Malachei Asharis. Why? We want to do. We don't know what it is yet that you'll tell us to do, but we want to do. So because you want to do, Hashem says, I'll give you what to do. It's not that there's already everything that has to be done. We don't know yet what those are, what the mitzvahs are, what the details are. We ask, oh, we want so much, tell us what they are. No, no, no. The whole creation of the mitzvah, the whole context in which we are commanded that there is a mitzvah and that we are going to be doing it, it's all dependent upon that desire that we have. It's that fervent desire that expresses itself in the words Na'aseh v'Nishma, where therefore Hashem says, okay, I'll give you the mitzvah. But now that we have the mitzvah because we asked for it, so we are formative, we are creating the mitzvah. We are the impetus, we are the power that causes that there is this mitzvah. That's the meaning of Lashon Shemalchei Asharis Mishtamshin Boy. That in Shemayim, there's this urge and this push, and therefore, things happen. Well, that's what it was. Am Yisrael, like Malachim, wanted, urged Hashem Yisbarach. So that's why the commandments and the mitzvos were commanded. It happened. V'hainu sha'al yidei hacheshek. This desire, sheyesh b'libam, la'aseh yitzayin Hashem Yisbarach, Al yedei zeh yizku l'shmoy mitzvah Hashem. It's through that desire that they will be able to be given mitzvahs, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, "You have a mitzvah." The HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bai minon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anything from us except that desire. That's what he wants. Rachman aliba boy, as we say. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bai minon el aliba. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. He wants our desire. K'mesh Kasuv, as it says in desire. On the Pasuk, this is the Pasuk in Parshas Shlach, where Yehoshua and Kalev say, Im chafetz banu Hashem v'hevi yisanu el ha'aretz hazois, unusan alonu, eretz asher hizavas chalav udvash. Im chafetz banu. So, im chafetz banu doesn't just mean if Hashem wants us. It means if we have the desire, im chafetz banu, if there is chafetza, if there's a desire within us, then Hashem will desire us. That's what im chafetz banu means. If we want, the right thing, then the right thing can and will be. But it will be then ours. We will be the ones who have created it. It'll be attributed to us. That's why there's a drasha in this parsha in Bechukaisai, Medrash Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, im shemartem es ha-teira, hareni ma'ale aleichem ki'ilu atem asisem oisom. Medrash Rabbah says something similar to what we learned in the Zohar. If you do the Torah, meaning you do it because it's so wonderful and it's so much a part of you and you want it, and you want to do it like you are in heaven and you want to be a part of heaven, you want to be the ones to be perfecting the universe, you want to be the ones who are with Hashem so much that you say, I'm with Hashem, that anything and everything that is Hashem's desire is my desire. You're so associated closely with Hashem that now it's as if you have created the mitzvah yourself. It's as if it's your authorship stamped on this mitzvah. Hainu ha-divrei Torah. The divrei Torah are now yours. Not just imposed or asked of you, but it's of your own creation. Amur, as we have said before. Ach b'zayir ha-kadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh takes it further. The Zohar HaKadosh takes it kivayochel, so to speak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu asa'ani. You have created me. Remember, the Zohar famously says, Chazal say, Kutshe Baruch Hu Yisrael v'ayrei sechadu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael, and the Torah are one. So if they are one, so then we are so joined with Hashem that He says, if you want it so badly that you do the mitzvah that way, it's yours, like you authored the mitzvah, you are like me. So the Zohar goes so far as to say, you have created me. Venera. Now he says that in that earlier Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, he says, Venera shezehu masha amarava. That's perhaps the meaning of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes, Amud Beis, where Rava says, Ki'ilu asa'o le'atzmo. He has created himself. So of course the pshat is, Av sheyesh lefarish de'la'atzmo ikoy ala adam. He means that he created the person, either the person himself who's teaching, or the person who is being taught. V'kamoshadarash b'medrish, as the medrish in Medrish Rabbah, again in our parashah in B'chukaisei, continues and says, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Im shemartem es ha-teira hareni ma'ale aleichem ki'ilu asisem atzmechem. You have created yourself. You're self-made. So Rava might be saying, you know, if you create Torah by teaching Torah, by giving Torah over, you are now not just a transmitter of Torah, you are a source of Torah. You are an origination of where the Torah comes from. So you have created yourself. You have recast yourself. Kilu asa'o es atzmo. You have made yourself into something that is unique, something that is not just formed by someone else, but you have created something of yourself. That's what the pshat would be in what Rava means when he says ki'ilu asa'o es atzmo. Ach nira, but he says it perhaps is, it seems shekavanas ha-gemara gamkein, that gemara in Tzadik Tes and Sanhedrin is being mechavan to the idea, he suggests, that's in the Zohar. Kivayachol, al ha-kadosh baruch hu. Atzmai means you've created him, you've created Hashem himself. By giving over the Torah, you are like Hashem, who gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, who gave it to the Jewish people at Sinai. So ki'ilu asa'o es atzma. Kilo aso le'atzmai, meaning you've made Hashem happen. You've made Hashem. You've made the giving of Torah. It's as if you have created kivayachal Hashem Himself. Ukemosh darash b'zera kaddish, as the Zera kaddish says, kiilu aso ani, as if you have created me. Rak haGemara kasva b'kinui le'atzmai, but the Gemara doesn't say it the way the Zohar does so verbatim, and instead uses the call word, if you will, la'atzmai. V'amuchuven echad im drasha zayar hakadosh. But it's the same as what the Zohar means. You have created, like Hashem Yisbarach, a giving of Torah, a presence of Hashem in the world. It's as if you have created Hashem. Kivayochel. Now, there's basis to using the word Atzmo that way. It just so happens, the famous Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Vav, Amud Beis, where Titus Harosha, Titus, when he came and trampled on and did an Aveira on the Pareches, in front of the urn, HaKodesh, in front of the place of holiness, in front of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, there was no urn HaKodesh, but in front of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So the Gemara there says that, Gider es HaPareches, he took his sword and ran it through the Pareches that was in front of the Kodesh HaKodeshim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, V'na'as enes, v'hayadam mevatzveitz v'yoyse. Blood came from the Pareches when Titus did that. As if to say that he was, chas v'shalom, killing who? Kasavur harages atzmoi, the Gemara says. Titus thought, kasavur harages atzmoi. So that's a euphemism where the Gemara wouldn't say kasavar harag es, that he chas v'shalom, you know, took the life, that he murdered the divine. So the euphemism that's used in the Gemara is atzmoi. So we see that that's the word that the Gemara, that the Talmud uses when it sometimes wants to hint at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzmoi. So that's what Rava is doing here, Rav Tzadok suggests, when he says that when you're melamed ben chaver Torah, ki'ilu asa'ay le'atzmai. It's creative of a God force. It's creative of divinity itself. By the way, and just a dvar Torah, since it's only a couple of weeks after Pesach, so when the Rasha says what he says, ma'avad es lechem, leaves out a Kadosh Baruch Hu entirely, so we say ulufi sha hoitzi es atzmoi min haklal. Kafar bi'ikr. Kafar bi'ikr means he denies that there's Hashem. Where did he say? All he did is ask, why are you doing the mitzvahs? What do you mean? Ah, but you leave out Hashem. So then hoitzi es atzmoi. He left out atzmoi, meaning Hashem. That's why it's ki'ilu kafar bi'ikr. So he continues. He concludes. Rav Tzadok says, as if you have created me, and you have established this mitzvah by fulfilling it with such passion. Such an expression is common in the Zohar HaKadosh, b'medrashei Chachameinu Zal, b'nigla. This v'ukmua expression, that you've stood something up and you've established something, is something that the Zohar HaKadosh would say about that which a person can accomplish. And similarly in Shas, we find that a person's movement toward fulfillment is not just secondary, but primary. Primary meaning it's formative. It creates powerfully a whole new reality. And that new reality is that which is described then with the words in our parsha, Va'asisem Oysam, you are creating, not just something that you're doing, following, imitating, practicing, fulfilling, no, creating. Va'asisem Atem, you are creating. You are creating yourself, it says in Medrash Rabbah, and in the Zohar, you are creating divinity and holiness. By doing the mitzvah, you are creating, as if you are creating that which we call righteousness, perfection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself.